Today's chapter may hurt as we unpack it because it deals with money, generosity, and giving. Listen to these powerful words in verses 1 through 5. We want you to know about the grace that God has given the Macedonian churches. In the midst of a very severe trial, their overflowing joy and their extreme poverty welled up into rich generosity. For I testify that they gave as much as they were able and even beyond their ability. Entirely on their own, they urgently pleaded with us for the privilege of sharing in this service to the Lord's people, and they exceeded our expectations. They gave themselves first of all to the Lord, and then by the will of God also to us. What makes this so cool is who is doing the giving: the Macedonian church. Remember this Macedonian church. It was the first church in Europe. This church was only 8 years old, and it was birthing other churches, and their giving was generous. The events of Acts 16 took place around AD 49 when this church started, and despite its own struggles, it was helping other believers and other churches start. How they gave is an example to all of us. I see three elements in their generosity, which is a challenge to us all. First, their economic position did not determine whether they would be givers or not. Paul says, in their extreme poverty. You see, giving is not for the rich, giving is for the believer. Never say, I don't have anything to give. That is just not true, especially for this Macedonian church. We must all give to learn how to be givers, wherever we are financially, just as we must all pray to learn how to pray. Giving is learned by doing, not by reading about it or watching others. The wealthy John D. Rockefeller Sr. said, I never would have been able to tithe the first $1 million I ever made if I had not tithed my first salary, which was $1.50 per week. This silly piece of prose is packed with truth. Listen to it. It's not what you do with the million, if fortune should be heir, be your lot, but what are you doing at present with the dollar and the quarter you got? Second, obedience is never convenient. There is never an easy time to obey. The Macedonians gave in the midst of a very severe trial. They were not only battling extreme poverty, but spiritual battles. Things were hitting them from all sides, but they still gave. Although Paul did not mention the details of their severe trials or the cause of their poverty, his letters to the Christian community in this province confirm these hardships. If you're looking for an easy time to give, it's not going to come. Bills arrive, expenses happen. You must give despite or in spite of. That's the trust moment. Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones told a story about a farmer who went into the house one day to tell his wife and family some good news. The cow just gave birth to twin calves, one red and one white, he said. We must dedicate one of these calves to the Lord. We will bring them up together, and when the time comes, we will sell one and keep the proceeds, and we will sell the other and give the proceeds to the Lord's work. His wife asked him which he was going to dedicate to the Lord. There's no need to bother about that now, he replied. We'll treat them both in the same way, and when the time comes, we'll do as I say. A few days later, one of the calves died. The man entered the kitchen looking unhappy. I have bad news, he said. The Lord's calf is dead. It's always the Lord's calf that dies, never ours. Here's the third point. Though they gave during extreme poverty and severe trial, Paul said they gave with overflowing joy. The hard part of giving is getting out of the starting block. Once you've done it, a joy comes on you because you have just done a kingdom thing. God honors givers. One of the parts I think brought joy was giving two ways: what they could do and what they had to trust God to help them to do. Look at verse 3. I testify that they gave as much as they were able and even beyond their ability. The beyond ability giving crosses from the discipline of giving, I believe, to the joy of giving. One is by sweat, hard work, and discipline that they gave as much as they were able. That is getting your paycheck, writing your tithe check. The other is giving by faith. That is when they gave beyond their ability. That is a step of faith that brings overflowing joy. The pastor stood before the congregation and said these words, I have bad news and good news and then more bad news. The congregation grew quiet. The bad news is the church needs a new roof. The congregation groaned. The good news is we have enough money for the new roof. A sigh of relief rippled through the gathered crowd. But now the bad news is this, it's still in your pockets. Based on the Macedonian 2 Corinthians 8 model, that should be the good news. We have money to give. Let us go Macedonian on needs. That's what verse 4 says. They, those giving, begged for the opportunity to give. It wasn't the preacher begging, it was the givers begging for the opportunity. Wow, we really messed up this giving thing.